Italy has elected an 80-year-old former communist as its new president. He is Giorgio Napolitano, one of the country's most respected elder statesmen. His election paves the way for the installation of a new government led by Romano Prodi, who won last month's extremely close vote for parliament. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
The bitter political atmosphere following Silvio Berlusconi's electoral defeat last month turned parliament's election of the president into a hard-fought battle. Napolitano received only the votes of the center-left. But when the House Speaker Fausto Bertinotti proclaimed Napolitano the winner, deputies and senators of the entire political spectrum gave him a standing ovation.
Il nostro augurio più intenso al nuovo presidente della Repubblica, Giorgio Napolitano.
Berlusconi's, whose strident campaign had focused on the red menace, could not hide his disappointment.
Ribadiamo tuttavia con convinzione le ragioni che ci hanno portato a non condividere un metodo.
He said, "We do not approve his election. Half the country has been excluded because the left has occupied all the highest institutional positions." Napolitano has always been the antithesis of the image of the Communist Party official. Highly cultivated, he was nicknamed the Red Prince and Sir George for his impeccable English. He fought in the Italian resistance in World War II and dedicated his political career to steering the Communist Party toward the West and social democracy. During the Carter administration, U.S. Ambassador Richard Gardner was given the green light to meet secretly with Italian communists. He says Napolitano distinguished himself from the ideological hardliners.
In fact, he wasn't ideological at all. He immediately was open, fair-minded, balanced. He listened carefully, and evidenced from my very first meeting with him a sincere admiration of the United States. For him, Franklin Roosevelt, the New Deal, American democracy represented something very precious.
Gardner says Napolitano's communist background should not frighten Americans.
Let's get over it. He's a former communist, but he is a true social democrat, a wise and warm-hearted good man who could be trusted to be an excellent president, fair, doing his important duty on behalf of all the Italians, and certainly someone open to dialogue with the United States.
Napolitano is a beloved figure in his Rome neighborhood, where he's often seen wearing his signature wide-brimmed Borsellino hat. Known for his understatement, gentle manners, and moral rigor, Napolitano is considered one of the most elegant of Italian politicians. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.